Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. Under a Shady Tree with Lord Terry and Lord Onyx. Come on in, grab a glass of sweet iced tea and sit right down. These Southern Pagan boys are about to start their talk. Now, here's Lord Terry and Lord Onyx.
Good evening, everybody. I want to thank you for joining us, whether you're live, whether you're here at Blog Talk Radio in the chat room, whether you're off-site there on Facebook or one of the applications that run us live, or later in the archives. I want to thank you for joining us. Now, Terry is not back from Kuwait yet. He'll be back tomorrow. So tonight, I am joined by a wonderful, wonderful woman who we lovingly call Mama Gnome. Mama Gnome, are you with me, hon?
Yes, I am. You've got a Southern Pagan girl tonight.
That's it. Thank you very much for being with me. We're gonna rock tonight. Over the last months, episodes have been pretty heavy. I've talked about Jungian archetypes and chakras and hermetics and all kind of things. And tonight, we're going to liven the mood a little bit. We're going to talk about some fun things. We're going to talk about what Mama Gnome and I consider to be some must-see pagan movies and TV shows and things like that. So, if you're here in the chat room with us, and you have anything you want to throw in, certainly do. I see that Afterphobe has already inundated the chat room with quite a bit, and we'll some of those I have on my list. I see some of those that he listed. You have on your list as well. I don't know how you want to go about this. I think we just start talking. This is March 12th of 2015. This is Under a Shady Tree, and you're here with Onyx and Mama Gnome, and we're going to talk about some of our favorites and some of our must-see, the things that are on our must-see list. So, Mama Gnome, if you want to lead off and just give some of your thoughts on some of the things that you've seen over the years that you think no self-respecting pagan should be without seeing.
Sure, Reverend Onyx, sure. Well, the past 24 hours I've been polling my dear friends for their favorite pagan-ish movies, and I have gotten from A to Z, from kids to horror to all sorts of things. But my personal favorite, I have to say, is The Mist of Avalon. the book and the movie changed my life. And I've heard that for a Christian book and movie, it has brought more women to the goddess than anything else around.
And I would have to agree with that.
Yeah. I remember having amazing dreams after reading that book. And another movie that really had an effect on me is, Lord of the Dance, which is really more of a show than anything. But the pagan underpinnings of that, if you really watch it, you will see things that you didn't think was in just a simple Broadway show. And there was a movie called The Pagan Queen, and it's probably on Netflix, and it's a pagan queen of Czechoslovakia many, many moons ago, and that was really interesting. And let's see, what else? I wasn't really into The Craft or any of the Buffy or anything like that. I'm more into more historical fiction.
Yeah, historically, yeah, historical.
And that would be like Merlin, the series. Yeah, I forgot to write that down. Let me write that down so I'll remember it. And let's see, The Wicker Man. I think I've said all that. And of course, Practical Magic, when you want to do something fun. Yes. And those are the movies that really affected me in my walk with the goddess, my coming to the goddess, that enriched me.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Now I kind of when I look at movies, I look at it kind of two different ways.
Okay.
You know, because some of them are just fun.
Mm-hmm.
And if you keep your pagan skin thick and watch them, they're just fun.
Yeah.
Movies like Hocus Pocus, The Craft.
Yeah.
You know, Excalibur even. Excalibur is very pagan in its thoughts. You know, I mean, how many people after watching Excalibur did not want to learn the charm of making?
Of course.
I mean, think about it. Everybody wanted to learn the charm of making, you know, then, you know, okay, here's one for you. Bewitched, wonderful series. I love it. It was really, really fun. But do you remember the movie that inspired the TV show?
Yes.
Yeah, it was called I Married a Witch, and it was back
in
1942.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. That was an
and,
excellent movie.
And Bell Book and Candle. With Kim Novak.
Yes, Bell Book and Candle. Back in
between those two movies, you have The Witched.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think Bell Book and Candle was late 50s, I guess.
Yeah.
Ish, late 50s ish,
mm-hmm.
something like
mm-hmm.
that.
I would have loved to time date all of these movies as I went along.
Oh,
how to do that. Maybe I'll still do that.
And thinking here, I wanted to bring, for those of you who did not hear, Terry Pratchett died. He's passed away.
Yeah.
Two of his movies make my list, too. Two book movies based on his work make my list, too. And that's The Hogfather in 2006, and then The Color of Magic about two or three
Color
years
of
after
magic.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those movies are fantastically pagan oriented.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, After Fove says The Dark Secret of Harvest Home, Sword of the Valiant, the Red Violin or Red Violin. Yeah, I'm going back
never
before they
that
scroll
one.
Off the screen. Let's see, some of these before they scroll off the screen, I want to pick them up. Let's see, Pan's Labyrinth, 13th Warrior, he says Excalibur, he mentions Stardust.
What's 13th Warrior about?
13th Warrior is an Antonio Banderas movie where he's Muslim and he gets mixed up with the Vikings. The Vikings, he goes up with a bunch of Vikings and helping to take care of a problem up there. You have to see it. It's kind of cheesy, but it's a good movie. And the way they do, Antonio Banderas is speaking English through the entire movie. Well, his version of English, anyway.
His version.
Yeah.
As long as he brings his eyes, I'm good with that.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. But what they do in the movie is really cool, because in the opening of the movie where he first encounters the Vikings' language is gibberish to him. You can't understand what the Vikings are saying. And you can understand what he's saying, and you can understand what he's saying to the people there in his country. But when he's gone on, there's a time period there where the only person you can understand is Antonio Banderas' character. And then bits and pieces of the language come in English that the Vikings are talking, that the Vikings are speaking. And then eventually, after about 15, 20 minutes of the movie, everything's in English. So it like grows toward him being able to understand what the Vikings are saying. It's a really I love the way it's done. You've got to see the movie. It's
Spirit of Albion? Have you had a chance to see that?
I have not had a chance to see it. I need to see it. But,
for our listeners.
Yeah. Go ahead, explain.
For our listeners, if you go to spiritofalbionthemovie.com, you can download it for a price there. And it's a sweet movie. It's not computer generated terrifically, or it's got its little quirks. It has great music, most of the music is provided by Dave the Bard, which we all love dearly, it seems.
There's a
second one coming out. And from what I remember, it's about a gentleman. It's October 31st. He's unhappy with his life. And they kind of, the spirits, Caradwen comes to him. Several of the Celtic pantheon come to him. And they kind of take him through a little journey, kind of maybe if he hadn't been born, what might have not been affected by him kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of interesting. And supposedly they're coming up with a second one, too. And I don't know quite what that's about, but I know they're in production.
Good deal. I'll have to check that out.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the other movies that I run across over the years. Now, I mean, this may seem like a little bit of a stretch, but once I explain it to you, I think you'll understand. Harvey.
Okay.
The movie.
Who?
Harvey.
Harvey. Yeah.
With Jimmy
mm-hmm.
Stewart. What is Harvey? Harvey is a puka. What is a puka?
Puka.
A
little
spirit.
Familiar.
Yeah. Absolutely, a Welsh spirit animal, a Welsh spirit guide. They're called
that
Puka.
Has a specific job.
Bingo. So
I listen to your show.
Yes, dear, absolutely. Movies, another one that I hold dear to my heart. One that we like to call Druids in Space. Silent Running. If you've never seen Silent Running, you have to see Silent Running. Silent Running is based in the future, when all the flora on Earth is gone, and they have taken each different pieces of nature, what are they called, I forget the name, like part of the savanna, part of the jungle, part of the, all these things, and they put them in these domes on ships in space to preserve the nature of that's on Earth.
Oh, my word.
And these people are in charge of it. Yes, Darby O'Gill and Little People. I was going to talk about that. Darby O'Gill and Little People. But they're in space. And this corporation owns these ships. And the movie is about the ship, the Valley Forge, and all the ships in this fleet. They get the order to jettison the pods, to jettison the forests and everything, because they need the ships to do something else. Well, it's all about this one man's fight to save the pods, and it takes place on the ship called the Valley Forge.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's called Silent Running. Great movie.
Now some other movies that aren't quite as fanciful is Dancing at Lunasa with Meryl Streep.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
That's a beautiful little slice of life movie, which I dearly love to have on my plate sometimes in between some of these big blockbusters. And it's about five unmarried Irish sisters and just the simple life that they lead. And the scenery is just amazing, and each scene is a piece of art. And I just enjoyed that one so much.
Oh, yeah. And then you've got, like, The Secret of Rowan Inish.
Yes, love that one.
And
that's
Ondine,
got a lot of magic. Pardon?
Oh, yeah, Ondine.
I was going to say Ondine is kind of on the same parallel, the myth
parallel,
of Selkie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two great movies. Even Chocolat has a little bit of mysticism.
Oh, yes. I didn't even think of that one.
Really good.
Writing,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But
for your horror fans, something old and something new, Wicker Man.
Yes, the 73 version, of course.
Now, the second one has its merit.
Yeah, you can use it.
It really does, because I like...
If you buy it in DVD, it makes a good toaster.
The Lady of the Isles in Wicker Man 2 is what I adore, because, you know, I love textiles and fiber and color, and the way her house is adorned with these marvelous textiles and wallpapers all centered around honeybees. Because instead of apples, she's honey. And then if you have a chance to see the wicker tree, that is very, very strange. And that is a... Pardon?
Washed in the blood. Be washed in the blood. Remember?
Yes. And then one of my friends mentioned a horror movie called The Skeleton Key.
I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah, and then what scared me a little bit was The Fountain. That is not really scary, but it was very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. How about Agora? Have you ever seen it?
I haven't gotten the nerve up to see Agora yet, because I know how it ends.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's not a very happy ending. But
and
it
of course,
is a beautiful movie. This is a really good movie.
Of course, as we keep serious, is Golden Compass.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, have never heard of the movie Agora. It didn't really hit big around in the United States, but it's a story that's set back in during the Roman Egypt times, and let me look it up on IMDb, and it's easier for me to read it to you. All about Hypatia. I mean, it's about the philosopher, the mathematician Hypatia of Alexandria. Let me pull it up. Okay, a historical drama set in Roman Egypt concerning a slave who turns to the rising tide of Christianity in the hope of pursuing freedom while falling in love with his mistress, the famous philosophy and mathematics professor Hypatia of Alexandria. It's a good movie. If you know anything about history, it doesn't end well, but it's a powerful movie. Yeah, it's a powerful movie, though. So, yes, it's definitely worth a watch. Just remember that, yes, Precious Angel... Golden Compass.
Yes.
Golden Compass.
And have you had a chance to read all of the novels in that series?
I have not.
Reverend Onyx?
I have not.
They are the most original stories, because I feel just about everything today falls under Greek tragedy or comedy or a love story. Golden Compass had a whole premise and all through the books that are just unlike any story you've ever seen. And it brings up, I might be pronouncing it wrong, personal daemon.
Daemon, that's what they call them.
Yes. And I had never heard of that concept before, and I thought that was beautiful, that your subconscious, lives outside your body and advises you, like your like your higher self or your higher guardian, but it's a monkey or a tiger or a hedgehog. You know, every person had their own personal conscious sitting on their elbow or at their heels or something like that. That was a really interesting concept.
Yeah, I love that concept too. A movie, do you remember the movie Pathfinder?
Pathfinder.
Okay, Pathfinder, the premise of Pathfinder is when the Vikings originally landed in North America, one of the boys that was part of the landing party got lost when they left. And he was taken in by a Native American tribe. And he was raised as along in the tribe. And then later, the Vikings come back, and this young boy is now a man, and he's kind of like he becomes almost like the savior of the tribe through with the interactions with the Vikings. That's called Pathfinder. It's a good movie.
Wrote it down. Gotta check it out.
Let's see some of the others.
Oh, there's some kids.
Okay.
Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Oh yes, of course, Bedknobs and Broomsticks. That, you know, we can't have a show about must-sees without Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Oh, wonderful. I had remembered the Three Lives of Thomasina movie, but when I went and looked it up, it really wasn't witchy, so I dropped that from the list. But it was about reincarnation.
Right. Oh,
about the cat not being aware of who it was several times until the end, and he bought a couple together.
Well, there's a movie back in 1970 called On a Clear Day You Can See Forever.
Yes.
That's an excellent kind of reincarnation type movie. Really, really good movie. And when you mentioned that, it kind of reminded me of that movie. The Dark Crystal. I like The Dark Crystal.
Oh, yes. How did we forget that one on my list?
Yes.
Well, I found out there's some kids' series, too. And one of them would be, it was called The Worst Witch. And that was a BBC show back in the 2000s, somewhere around there. And that's off of a series of books from 1974, thereabouts, and it's about young witches away at a boarding school, I guess, and one of them feels like she's the worst witch. And then I found another cute Disney-type thing called Twitches, and it was the two girls that are twins, the Maori twins that have done everything on Disney,
right.
And that was cute. The Barbie movies, all the fairy ones. Oh, my word, they could not be more witchy if they had been sold in a New Age bookstore.
Absolutely.
They are amazingly witchy. Like, does anybody notice this except me?
Yeah, really? How about Captain Planet? You remember Captain Planet?
Yes.
Captain Planet was very nature, very pagan-y oriented, and nobody seemed to catch it. It was in your face, pagan, but nobody seemed to catch it. And that was, oh my goodness, back in the, what was that, 70s, 80s, I guess?
Yeah. And the Lego movie, Reverend Onyx.
Yes. Call me whatever. Just don't call me late for dinner.
My eyebrows were over my head when I walked out of the Lego movie because of all of the esoteric information and the Masonic references.
And people don't even realize it's there. Mm-hmm. Well, you know they said the best place to hide something is right out in the open.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Those who have eyes will see.
What? Another thing that my friends suggested to me was some anime shows. And I'm past that age, so I didn't really pick up on anime. But Kiki's Delivery Service, Howl's Moving Castle, Spirited Away, Princess Mononoke?
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with those?
I'm familiar with Princess Mononoke, and I'm familiar with Kiki's Delivery Service. I've heard of Howl's Moving Castle and Spirited Away, but I haven't seen them. Kiki's Delivery Service is really, really cute.
Okay.
It's about this little witch that delivers on her broom. It's really kind of cute. Princess Mononoke is a little bit deeper in the way it develops.
Okay.
But I really like Kiki's Delivery Service.
Okay. My friend said something interesting here. These are they're called, I guess it's the name of the producer, Gilby, G-H-I-L-B-I. Mm-hmm. And they suggested that they compare to Disney, but the Gilby stories have more depth, according to her. So this Kiki's
right.
and the Howl's Moving Castle, the stories just have more meaning to them and more depth than your typical run-of-the-mill mouse movie.
Yeah.
So I thought that was an interesting insight.
It don't take a heck of a lot to have a lot more depth than Disney. You know, especially in the later years. Some of the older stuff is pretty decent. But some of the more modern stuff is not really, it's good. I mean, good musicals, good music, all that stuff. Yes, I understand. Beautiful artwork. I got it. Stories suck. They're very two-dimensional. Characters are very two-dimensional.
I think I actually have Kiki's Delivery Service. I've just never watched it. Now, here's a movie in a series that the series came after the movie, of course. But you get into the more of the sexy witches, and that's the Witches of Eastwick and then the Witches of East End.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen the series, but I've definitely seen the movie.
Yeah. Now, one thing, I'm going to mention one more, and then we're going to go to a break. And this is not really a witchy movie, but it's very pagan. And because it's about St. Francis of Assisi, it's called Brother Sun, Sister Moon.
I just put that on my list on Gaia MTV.
Yes.
Oh, I just got chills.
Early 1970s.
Yeah.
It's about St. Francis of Assisi.
Yes.
And you got to, I mean, any pagan word for salt has made St. Francis of Assisi an honorary pagan anyway.
Definitely.
He was all about finding God in nature.
Yeah.
So what more pagan, how much more pagan-y can you get?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, after Phobe, the last unicorn. I love the last
unicorn. Oh, yay! Thank you, after Phobe.
So we're gonna go to a break. Let's see what we can drum up here. I haven't really been looking because I've been chatting. Let's see what we can play. How about Pagan Ways?
Sounds good.
I just lost it. There it is. Pagan Ways by Darth the Bard. We'll be back right after this. We'll do the song, the peace prayer. Station Business and the Rejoin, and we'll be back. Thanks for tuning in, people. We'll be back on the other side.
Another one. a tale, and Arthur sleeps now, ready to return.
There is one power in the universe, and I am a perfect manifestation of that power. And as such, I pray for peace, I pray for love, I pray for stability, I pray for the nation where I live, I pray for the world. By my will, so mote it be, and it is so. You are listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, where we believe that all manifestations of the divine are valid. You had a choice, and you chose to spend time with us. Join us nightly at 10 p.m. Eastern Time for a wide variety of programming. If you miss one of our shows, there are plenty of places to catch up. Every show is archived at www.blogtalkradio.com/CERN. Look for the on-demand shows. They are available as a free podcast download on iTunes and now available free on the TuneIn Radio application and website. Follow us on Twitter at SURN_ORG and on Facebook. Each of our shows has a Facebook presence so that you can keep abreast with what is going on. If you have any moans, groans, gripes, bitches, complaints, or compliments, you may send those to the station management by emailing surn.org@gmail.com. On Thursday nights, Onyx and Terry discuss questions that have been sent in by you, the listeners. If you have a question you want them to discuss, please send it to the station's email address. If you'd like credit for the question, please let us know in the email. For more information about our network, please click over to www.spiritualunityradionetwork.org. Your support is greatly appreciated, and we humbly thank you for that.
You're listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Thanks for sticking around. And now, back to the show.
And welcome back. Thanks for sticking around. Or if you're joining us late, thanks for joining us late. If you're listening live or in the archives, on-site or off-site, you had a choice and you chose to spend time with us. And for that, we are greatly in your debt. It's because of you and your support that we do what we do. And it's because of you that we enjoy doing what we do. So thank you. Get the word out. Let people know we're here. Also, I want you to understand that all the music that you hear on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, on this show or any of the shows that we have 7 nights a week, every single song that you hear has been donated by the artist so that we can play it for you without having to pay royalties on it. So we ask you that if you like what you hear, support these musicians, because that allows them to continue making this beautiful music that touches our souls so deeply. We have a show 7 nights a week, a different show 7 nights a week. They all begin at 10 p.m. Eastern Time right here at blogtalkradio.com/SURN. On Thursday night, tonight, we have Under a Shady Tree, where Terry and I get together generally, and we answer questions that come in from the audience or from the listeners. If you have a question that you want Terry and I to bat around and give you our opinions on, then send that over to surn.org@gmail.com. And in that message, please let me know whether I can announce your name on the air or not so that you can take credit for it. If you do not tell me that you can use that I can use your name, then your question is going to just be from the mailbag. So your choice there, just let me know. On Friday night, now tomorrow night, Robin and Lisa will be back Robin has been out of country with Terry. She's back, and she'll be live tomorrow night. Robin and Lisa will be back for their spiritual fitness and spiritual wellness and physical well-being radio show tomorrow night at 10 p.m. So join them there. Always a great time. On Saturday night, I'll be back to bug you again, your pesky pagan priest, with LCO on BTR. That is a production of the Proto Temple that I run here in Thomasville, North Carolina. And I try to use that time for educational type stuff. On Sunday night, we have another Karelian high priestess, or another member of the Karelian high priesthood, Lady Elizabeth Hamilton. She's here with Sacred Divergence Radio on Sunday nights at 10 o'clock. She is a phenomenal, phenomenal hostess. Please join her on Sunday night. Monday nights, we have another Karelian, William Brinkley, who does Visions of the Past. Visions of the Past is a show where he takes us into our history, archaeology, anthropology, and all this stuff, and brings it in and brings it home to us today so that we can see what's going on in the world today and how the things in the ancient world affect us. On Tuesday night, Reverend Terry's Power Hour is on. That's his little soapbox. Terry comes on, and he has a plethora of different topics that he likes to do. When CERN does, when we do our on-air rituals for CERN here on the network, we always do them on Terry's show. On Wednesday, you have me back again with the Soapbox Witch. And it gets a little wild with me sometimes because I like to get it. I like to show my opinionations. Is that a word, opinionations? Yeah, good enough. It's a Chuckism. We'll go with it. I get up on my soapbox, and we talk about different things. Then we write back around to Thursday night. So back to the topic at hand. I'm going to bring Mama Gnome back since I have blasted away for the last 5 minutes just with diarrhea of the mouth here. Now, Mama Gnome, are you back with me?
Yes, I sure am here.
Woohoo! It's so great to have you with me tonight. You know, when we started talking about doing this show and everything, you were the one that actually mentioned it. It was just a phenomenal idea, one that had not occurred to me, and I want to thank you for that. Now, I know that, you know, we've talked about all these different things. You know, we've talked about movies, talked about TV series. We went way back in time. We reached and scraped and pulled things that are kind of sort of might be pagan, some things that aren't pagan, but we like to say it's pagan. But you have something that you can access on your TV that I have not found a way to access yet. So I'm going to let you have the floor so that you can explain to all of our listeners this brand new discovery of yours that is so phenomenal when it comes to paganism.
Oh, well, in the first place, thank you. I'm delighted to be here. I'm having a blast, and I'm just so happy that you keep, well, this is my little second little dibble into the podcasting world, and I'm delighted to be here. Well, what I have found on, I think you get it through like your Roku and your PlayStation 4 and your different little things that you put on your TV that aren't when you decide to cut the cord to cable. And I found this channel, this website called Gaiam TV, and it's GAIAMTV.com. And it's a whole network of metaphysical, holistic, esoteric, new agey, just some of it you have to discern what you want to watch. But there's movies and documentaries and series and short films and just all kinds of wonderful things to watch, plus also yoga, meditation, a little bit of dancing, belly dancing, and they're just wonderful shows. Some of them, like I said, you have to use a little bit of discernment because they're just kind of silly. But the one program that I have been delighted to watch, and all my friends are getting bored of hearing me talk about it over and over again, but it's a trilogy made back in the years between 1989 and 93 by Donna Reed, and maybe some of our older pagans well, I don't mean age-wise, but I mean that have been in the pagan world a little bit longer than I have, probably have already seen them, but it's called Women in Spirituality, The Goddess Trilogy, and it's by Donna Reed, like I said, and the three in it is The Goddess Remembered, and that's a prehistory of all the goddess aspects that we read about, Greek, Roman, Russian, Sumerian, European models of the goddess that we have. And then there's one called The Burning Times, which is what you think it's about. And the third one is, I just adore because I hear these names in pagan literature and women's spirituality literature, and it was just wonderful to watch them do a roundtable talk back then, and it's called Full Circle, and it's authors, social activists, and feminists, and they sit around a roundtable and explore, as the little blurb says, the manifestations of contemporary women's spirituality. And are they exciting like a movie? No, but are they wonderful to watch because those are the women that helped, and I know there was men too, so but for that particular movement, they were the movers and the shakers. Margot Adler, Shekinah Mountain Water, I forgot her name, Mary Tall Mountain, I think her name was, and Merlin Stone. And it was just a wonderful little series to watch. And I highly recommend, if you can get a hold of Guy MTV, to check some of these things out.
Oh, it's that's something that's on my list to find a way to be able to get in there. And because, you know, up at your house, I was able to. You kind of showed me around a little bit of the pieces here and there, you know, while we were in between different things that we were doing. And, yeah, I it's almost worth going to buy a Roku stick just for that channel. I've got a Neo TV, and it does not have – I checked when I came home, by the way, to see if it had Guy MTV on it.
Yeah.
And it does not.
For a serious student – it's $10 a month. It's worth the $10.
Oh, yeah.
I'd give up a couple coffees and, you know, a Burger King or something to make sure I have Guy MTV.
Yeah, I'm definitely on that. As soon as I can find a way to get it, I would prefer not to have to buy a new device. I would prefer not to have to replace my Neo TV. But, I mean, if it comes down to it, I may just have to do that. Because I can pick up a Roku for $50 or so, $40-$50. And the things that I have on the Neo TV are on the Roku, but the Gaia TV is not on the Neo. So, you know, that Neo may just have to go in the closet with the rest of my unused electronics for a while.
Well, that's where I just saw the Brother Sun and Sister Moon and made a mental checklist to watch it. And then here it is an hour later. It's mentioned here in the show. And if you go to GuyMPP.com on your regular computer, it'll tell you all the shows and all of the wonderful offerings that they have.
And that, for those of you that are not in the chat room, that's spelled GAIAMTV, GAIAMTV.com. So you can check that out. So, yeah, I mean, there's so many things out there, and we are growing. There's more and more out there as we go. And one of the things I wanted to mention, I got into a discussion with a few people online about why is it in the media that witches and pagans and all this always portrayed, you know, so out there, so larger than life. Even the good ones, even the ones that are portrayed in a good way, are portrayed much larger than life than what we actually are. Why is that? And I said, I reminded them that the media, whether it's TV or movie or whatever, is driven by numbers.
Mm-hmm.
If they had a TV show, that talked about the life, the real life
of a pagan or a modern pagan or a modern witch, it would bore people to tears.
Exactly. They would be bored to death on my life.
Yeah. I mean, of course they're not gonna tune in to watch, you know, the life and times of an everyday normal person. You know, of course they're gonna make it larger than life. You know, they say, well, why do they always interview the kooks? Well, it's because the kooks are the ones that drive ratings. And, you know, what can we do about that? Well, the best thing we can do if we are out of the broom closet about getting the real message of who we really are out is just be yourself. Be yourself. Just be like, be your everyday normal self. Be a good person. Don't be a witch who happens to be a good person. Be a good person who happens to be a witch. And if you'll understand the differences there, people that I'm talking about, you know, you don't have to wear your faith or your choice of faith, of expression of faith on your sleeve. You don't have to wear the pentacle that's the size of a hubcap. Let people know that you're a good person and that you're, by the way, pagan. And you don't have to put that in their face. When they find out later that this good person that they've been interacting with for so long is pagan, it might change their mind. It might change their mind. And you never know. You never know that if the person, if somebody that you meet being out as pagan, if somebody that you meet, you may be the first and sometimes the only pagan that person has ever met. Don't blow it for the rest of us.
That's one of the first things you ever said to me when I met you, Reverend Onyx, and it made me know that you were going to be my friend. And that proved it in that sentence alone that you were going to be my friend.
Well, we hit it off really quick when we met. And it was just amazing how fast we fell in together as friends. And and I have not regretted an instant of it. even those times when you called me on the carpet for being an idiot. And I really appreciate those times. Believe me, I really appreciate those times. You know, you've done that several times. Had to do that several times, and I appreciate it so very much. So we're coming close to the top of the hour, Mama Noam. So
okay.
Why don't you tell everybody about Tea House?
Oh, Tea House is a gift I got from the goddess a few months ago to share what I love and I have skills best for my personality and my ability, and that is to have local pagans, Christians, in between, Moravians, French professors have been to the house, and we get together, and of course we have tea, and we have seasonal foods, because I'm also a master gardener, and seasonal foods around me are real important as a pagan because of the Sabbats and the European wheel of the agricultural year that I love so much and love to live by. And we make a little decoration, maybe a symbol of the goddess, maybe a symbol of the season, something that we can put in our houses to remind us of our connection. And last time, well, really, the first time, I have a friend who has a labyrinth, and some of us went down to walk the labyrinth, and that was just so wonderful to do, even though it was freezing cold. And I have plans for my next one coming up, and I'll be teasing everybody with that in a few weeks. And it's just an expression of what I love to do, and that's to nurture my friends and love on them and make them feel special when they come to my home. And I have a great love of vintage teacups and napkins, so I love to break all those out and have everybody use them.
It is always a wonderful when we're able to get up to Mama Noam's nest, and the events that you hold up there are just absolutely spectacular. You know, the tea with Bridget just went over so wonderfully. You were definitely in your element. And the labyrinth walk was phenomenal. It was cold when we got there. But as we started walking the labyrinth, wasn't quite so cold in the labyrinth.
No, it wasn't.
And then when we got back out of the labyrinth, Jack Frost started slapping us around a little bit again.
Yes, he was.
But in the labyrinth was wonderful. It was a wonderful experience. And we're looking forward to coming back up there at the next event. Now, of course, it won't be the only time we come up there because we try to get up to Mama Gnome's Nest as often as we can.
People like my cooking.
But,
what can I say?
Oh, yeah. See, you and I have a really good symbiotic relationship here. You love to cook. I love to eat. So, you know, it kind of works good that way. You love to cook well, and well, I love to eat well.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. My ego is swelling as we speak.
In fact, Lady Elizabeth and I were talking the other day, and she said that she mentioned that she was having some of her mother's chicken and dumplings. And she said, "My mom makes the best chicken and dumplings in the world." I said, "You haven't tasted Mama Gnome's yet."
Well, now, there's something to be said for sentimentality. I will never make them like her mother. Her mother makes her best dumplings for her.
Well, she said what she's going to do. She said when she gets a chance to get down here, she's going to have to bring her mother's recipe down and make a batch of chicken and dumplings. And I
there
said,
will
well,
have,
when you get
yeah.
down here, when yeah. you get down here, we'll have to make sure that you accompany us up to Mama Gnome's, and maybe we could talk her into making some chicken and dumplings when we come up there, too.
It would not be the first time I had a cackle off over a cauldron of chicken and dumplings, believe it or not. Can she cackle? Liz, if you're listening.
Liz. Oh, yeah. Lady
practice
Elizabeth.
Your cackle.
She's. I don't know when she'll be able to make it down. But, you know, she wants to come down at some point, and she says she wanted to make sure that she meets you and the entire crew. So,
oh, wonderful.
So it's going to be wonderful when she can get down. So about me, if you get over to ladyofthecircle.org, you'll find out everything on it. Everything Lady of the Circle and the Oaks, everything about me. You'll find out all the projects that I'm in, that I've got my dirty little fingers into. You can contact me there. If you've got any moans, groans, gripes, bitches, or complaints, or compliments, you can send them to me at revonicshp@ladyofthecircle.org. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, whether you're live or later in the archives. Remember, this is an evolution, and I challenge you to be involved as we evolve. Good night, and blessed be.
Blessed be. For listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.